This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
At 23 years old, Democrat Nabila Sayed will soon be one of the youngest members ever of the Illinois General Assembly. She was elected to serve in the State House for the next 2 years. Sayed and dozens of others will be sworn in later this week. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more on how the future state lawmaker is preparing for the job.
Sayed first wanted to get into politics back in high school, 2016 in particular, when Donald Trump was elected president. He had spent months campaigning on banning immigration from African nations and Muslim-majority countries.
Seeing how Trump was growing in popularity and the kind of support he was getting. And that was like a moment where I was like, man, is this like, is politics meant for people like me? Is this country meant for people like me?
People like her who are proud to wear a hijab. She will be joining future member of the House Abdel Nasser Rashid as the first Muslims to serve in Springfield. Sayed wants to create a space in politics for people of her and many other identities. And she figured, what better place to do it than in state government?
I felt like the issues I care about are happening at the state level. What I could impact change on is happening at the state level.
Sayed was born and raised in North Suburban Palatine, which is part of the newly drawn 51st Legislative District. She had just finished campaign work for a few local school board races when her friend Anusha told her to run for incumbent Chris Boss's seat. Sayed says he wasn't doing a good job of representing her community and didn't like how he dodged questions on topics like reproductive rights. Boss, who is registered Republican, is labeled, quote, fully pro-life by anti-abortion group Illinois Right to Life.
We didn't have good representation. We didn't have someone at the table who was working hard enough for our community.
While out on the trail, Sayed campaigned on protecting reproductive rights and received endorsements from several pro-abortion groups, like Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She also raised over $480,000, nearly nine times more than what her opponent raised. But it was being out in the community, knocking on doors, where she says she really felt an impact. There was a common concern she kept hearing from people about not feeling heard, especially older residents. Sayed grew up living with her grandmother, so caring for the elderly became a big part of her life from an early age.
There are people that are older in our communities that have contributed so much but are lacking support. Whether it's the property taxes, whether it's prescription costs.
That direct contact is just the thing that, above all else, she believes cemented her win.
Some people came out of the polling station and said, I was the only Democrat that they voted for. And to me, that was such a surreal moment because I'm thinking, I'm a 23-year-old, I wear a hijab, I'm visibly Muslim, I'm Indian, and somehow the one Democrat that they decided to vote for was me.
And now with her first term ahead of her, she's channeling that support in her upcoming work. She's hoping to help her colleagues promote organ and tissue donations and push gun reform measures. She says she's already received an outpouring of support from fellow Asian American lawmakers, namely Senator Ram Villavalam and Representative Teresa Ma. But she says she's got some homework to do first, like literally learning more about how a bill becomes a law. And as a freshman lawmaker, Sayed says she plans to give it her all. But at the same time, she's trying to manage expectations, both for herself and for the people she serves.
You know, whatever we get done will be probably the most that I can get done, but I'll be able to say that I did my best and worked hard on behalf of my community.
For now, she is continuing to meet with her constituents and local elected officials on how to best represent them in Springfield. Plus, she's working on setting up a district office that, she says, will have the best constituent services in the state. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.